Donald Trump may be on his way out of office, but that could mean bad news for the American populace. Hear why the nation is beginning to regret not signing that prenup after finding out that Trump is technically entitled to half the country's assets. From The Onion and Onion Public Radio, this is The Topical. I'm Leslie Price, and you just filed for sole custody of the news. It's your responsibility now, so you better stay with us. Well, it's finally over. American voters called it quits last week with their current president of the United States, Donald Trump. And while any separation between country and leader is never easy, we're now receiving reports that after finding out that President Trump is entitled to half the country's assets, the nation is really regretting not signing a prenup. OPR political relations correspondent Martha Saunders joins me now with more. Hello, Martha.
Hi, Leslie. 2016 was a whirlwind election. The nation was so caught up in the chaos of the whole thing, they didn't even think to make sure to legally separate their finances and belongings from the future president.
Well, to be fair, there was a point when we thought Trump would never leave. He always hinted that he'd be our president forever.
Now it looks like America's going to have to pay for that naivete. After choosing Joe Biden over him, Trump's lawyers aggressively went after the nation's assets. And it looks like the country is going to have to pony up.
All right, so what are we talking here? What's the damage?
I spoke to the nation's attorney, Herbert Leahy. Here's what he had to say.
It ain't looking good, kiddo. On top of half the $3.3 trillion the country makes from revenue annually, the president is asking for monthly alimony to support him and his many Washington dependents who are also losing their salaries with this separation.
Sounds like this could get messy.
Definitely. I spoke to some Americans to get their take, and here's what they had to say.
Well, before he was our president, Trump kept on assuring us that it would all work out, that we had nothing to worry about, that he would always make sure we were taken care of. It was all bullshit. God, we should have gotten it in writing. Or at the very least, we should have had separate bank accounts.
Yosemite, the Grand Canyon, the Redwoods. He's taking all the good national parks and leaving us with some fjords and the Everglades. 4 years of hell, and all we've got is this shitty, half-finished border wall to show for it.
Well, that pretty much leaves us with only the Midwest. That sounds like a lot more than half to me. Trump can't seriously think we'll take that deal.
Unfortunately, he is serious. He's asking for the car industry, the airlines, and our summer place.
Not Lake Tahoe.
Yeah, and based on his argument, he might just get it. Here's the nation's lawyer again.
Trump's lawyers are claiming that the president is solely responsible for the good economy over the last 4 years, which makes him entitled to most of it. Also, they told the judge about the nation's little opioid problem and are asking the judge to freeze our funds.
Oh, well, that's just great. There goes our global reputation.
And that's just the tip of the iceberg. Since there was no pre-oath agreement over what happens with U.S. territories like Puerto Rico and the Virgin Islands, the nation may only be granted visits every other weekend and certain holidays.
He doesn't even like Puerto Rico. He's obviously just trying to hurt us, but at least we get to keep our health insurance.
Actually.
Really? Christ! All right, thanks, Martha. I guess we're just gonna have to see if America can move in with the United Kingdom for a while until we get back on our feet. Stay with us.
God damn it.
Every day in America, 60 million packages are delivered. But we don't always know what's inside.
He bent down to pick the package up. That's when the device detonated.
Danger is everywhere, and no one is safe in Austin, Texas, as law enforcement hunts a serial bomber for 19 days. From Sony Music Entertainment, Campside Media, and Pegalo Pictures, this is Witnessed. 19 Days. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts to binge all episodes or listen weekly wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, folks, it's always important to look on the bright side and remember that things could have been a lot worse, and we could have been stuck with Barron every other weekend. Thank God it didn't have to come to that. Now, here's what else you need to know today. The celebration quickly came to a halt today as a panicked President-elect Joe Biden finally stopped to calculate how old he'll be when he gets out of the White House. A wide-eyed, quivering Biden recalled that at the beginning of his campaign, he thought running would be a good idea at the time, but was now very concerned upon realizing that he would be 81 years old during the 2024 election and 85 by the time his second term was complete should he win re-election. Biden has reportedly brought together a task force made up of some of his closest and most trusted advisors to help him try and figure out how he can get out of this mess quickly and for good. And in international news, rising tensions between Armenia and Azerbaijan has led to a recent uptick in violence in the region, but that could be coming to an end soon, as each country formally announced today that they would agree to a ceasefire so long as it allows them to still shoot missiles at each other. Now that's the kind of diplomacy I wish we could see here in our country. And finally, a new environmental initiative is doing all it can to help protect the planet today by pledging to plant 20 million new Earths. It's called Project Plant-a-Earth, and it's urging everyday citizens like you and me to do our part to make even just a small difference by planting a new Earth in your yard or on your roof, as it could go a long way toward ensuring that we have at least one viable planet for our children and grandchildren to live on. Great cause. Well, folks, it's already been quite a week over here. Hell, it's been quite a year. But thankfully, now that the election is finally wrapped up and everyone's problems are solved, we can once again return to some normalcy and finally get back to doing the important journalistic work of lobbing softball questions to those in power so we can have something to stick in between our mattress ads. We'll be back with a lot more of those, so be sure to like and subscribe to The Topical wherever you get your podcasts, and we'll see you Monday.